Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Shella checking in with today's top stories. Politicians and advocates flocked to the Mexican border to visit U.S. immigration detention centers and turn up the pressure on the Trump administration amid a growing uproar Monday over its policy of separating immigrant children from their parents. A group of congressional lawmakers on Sunday visited an old warehouse in South Texas where hundreds of children are being held in cages created by metal fencing. One cage held 20 youngsters. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon said, quote, "Those kids inside who have been separated from their parents are already being traumatized. It doesn't matter whether the floor is swept and the bedsheets tucked in tight." Nearly 2,000 children have been taken from their parents over a six-week period in April and May after Attorney General Sessions announced a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to prosecuting those arrested illegally for entering the country. Church groups and human rights advocates have sharply criticized the policy, calling it inhumane. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Monday called the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy that has separated children from their parents at the southern U.S. border a, quote, "moral and humanitarian crisis." Speaking at an awards lunch for the Women's Forum of New York, Clinton said what was happening to families at the U.S.-Mexico border is horrific, saying, quote, "every human being with a sense of compassion and decency should be outraged." The separations stem from a policy that turns all cases of people trying to enter the country illegally over for criminal prosecution. Children are not detained with their parents when those parents are facing a criminal charge, as per U.S. protocol. President Trump has defended the policy, which has taken nearly 2,000 immigrant children away from their parents, saying, quote, "the United States will not be a migrant camp and it will not be a refugee holding facility. Not on my watch." Vowing to reclaim U.S. leadership in space, President Trump announced Monday he is directing the Pentagon to create a new Space Force as an independent service branch aimed at ensuring American supremacy in space. Trump envisioned a bright future for the U.S. space program, pledging to revive the country's flagging efforts, return to the moon, and eventually send a manned mission that would reach Mars. The president framed space as a national security issue, saying he does not want, quote, "China and Russia and other countries leading us." In the East Room, joined by members of his Space Council, Trump said, quote, "my administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. The essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers." Trump had previously suggested the possibility of creating a space unit that would include portions equivalent to parts of the Air Force, Army, and Navy, but his directive will task the Defense Department to begin the process of establishing the Space Force as the sixth branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. He said the new branch's creation will be overseen by General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Trump said, quote, "when it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal." Thanks for tuning in. See you tonight. Kaylee Shella, out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.